Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Paul and Duncan will be providing an overview of the media predictions for 2013. So let's begin with an overview from Paul.
We're going to talk about Deloitte's predictions for the media sector for 2013. Two of the biggest developments with regard to the media sector are about connected TV and over the top. So Deloitte's prediction for 2013 is that tens of millions of TV sets with internet connectivity will ship in 2013. However, we expect that very few of these TV sets will actually be used to download content onto them. Further, what we expect is that there will be hundreds of millions of households which actually have the capability of watching TV on demand, of downloading content to their television sets due to the peripherals, be they games consoles or computers, which are already connected to them. Now, related to this, there's been lots of developments in the over-the-top television market whereby you can distribute TV programs and movies over an internet connection to a laptop or to a television set. And we expect this market to grow, but we expect the market to grow perhaps strongest. So with the strongest players will be the broadcasters and pay TV operators which offer their own over-the-top TV services. And they will be popular because of their content and also because of their marketing reach. Now, in terms of over-the-top and cord-cutting, what's happening in North America?
Cord-cutting is the idea that people who have been paying for TV, whether through a cable company, a telephone company, or a satellite company, are going to stop. All kinds of surveys are showing that apparently tens of millions of Americans, North Americans, have cut the TV cord. The data shows that's not the case. The number of subscribers isn't down by 10 million. It's up, not by much, but by a few hundred thousand. We think that what will happen in 2013 is that we will start seeing the first signs of people actually canceling their pay TV subscriptions, but it'll be a very small amount, less than 1%. Interestingly, even over the longer term, we don't think it's ever going to be 90 or 50%. The pool of people who watch content that is available over the top is small enough that things like sports and reality TV are going to keep most people paying for TV. Finally, the people who provide those services very frequently are the ones also providing the internet service that connects people to an over-the-top solution. So in many cases, there's no actual economic advantage to cutting the pay TV cord.
Now, one other development that we see happening for 2013 is the arrival of 4K television. So what is 4K? It's effectively HD television, but with four times the resolution. This will take many years to roll out fully, but we expect there to be several big breakthroughs in 2013. One of them is going to be the arrival of the first consumer TV sets, perhaps 10 to 20 of those in terms of models. We also expect some of the broadcasters to do some test transmissions, work out exactly how to get all that content into what they hope to be about a 20 megabit per second stream. So lots of experiments in that space. Also, what we see happening is the emergence of what we call dual video screening. So whereby people watch not just one stream of content in a living room, but two streams of content. Now, this may be one person wanting to watch more of a sports event, say a football match, because just watching the main game is not enough. They want to watch what's happening in their second team or a competitor's team. And also what we see happening is whereby you have, say, a family who want to spend time together, which is a good thing, but they can't agree as to what they want to watch together. So rather than one part of the household being unhappy, they watch two different pictures, and initially we expect that to be one person watching on a main TV set, another person watching on a smaller screen, such as a tablet. But in the long term, we foresee households with two large TV sets, perhaps 4K, in the living room wall.
One of the things that many people have noticed is that there's a, this prediction crosses the line between technology and media. Many technology companies have built up enormous pools of cash, hundreds of billions of dollars. They also know that there's this thing called content is king, and people have speculated that we're going to see a number of technology companies start getting into the content business in a really big way. Now, first things first, although they have hundreds of billions, they also have hundreds of billions of needs. They've got dividends and share buybacks and research and development, normal mergers and acquisition activity. The actual pool available to these tech titans, as we call them, is significantly smaller than you might think. Next, not all technology companies really want to get into the content business. It's a new business. It's hard. Do they understand it? Content's not cheap. The rights for these sorts of things can be billions of dollars for one property for one country. Globally, it's an enormous market. Our view, therefore, is although we may see some technology companies move into the world of content, we don't think it's going to have a distorting effect on the price of content in general. They are, frankly, just too few and too small of players to distort that market in 2013.
So the media industry looks as dynamic, interesting, and to us, predictable as ever.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this, watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.